Good to be in the house of the Lord this morning. Be good to be back at Fredonia with you today. I'm going to try to be a preaching out of Exodus chapter 3. Very familiar scripture. Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian. And he led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of God, even to Hur. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in the flame of fire out of the midst of the bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burnt with fire, and the bush was not consumed. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight while the bush is not burnt. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, here am I. And he said, draw not nigh hither, pull off your shoes from off your feet, for the place wherein thou stand is holy ground. Moreover, he said, I am the God of the Father, the God of Abraham, and the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Amen. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people, which are in Egypt, and I have heard their cries by reason of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows. I don't never title a message, but I did. It would be on a spiritual journey. I believe with all my heart that Moses was on a spiritual journey to leave God's people out of Israel. They was in bondage over there for 400 years under Pharaoh's government. And he had made a way spiritually for this man. He was getting this man ready for a spiritual journey to go over there and leave his people out. I'm going to tell you what. This man was born as a little Hebrew boy. But odds was against him. Pharaoh had made a decree that all Hebrew boys to be killed. And his mama kept him 3 months. As long as she could, Brother Jerry, she put him out in a little basket. Glory to God. And Pharaoh's daughter found him. The Egyptian girl found him and raised him as an Egyptian. But I'm telling you what, his heart was true to the Hebrews. He went out one day when he was grown and he seen an Egyptian and a Hebrew were fighting, and he killed the Egyptian and put him in the sand. And glory to God, Pharaoh found it out and sought to kill him. But God led him out to the priest of Midian, and the priest of Midian there gave him his daughter, and they married, and she married him a son. And then he came here and seen this little bush on fire, but it didn't burn up, Brother Jerry. The bush wasn't consumed, wouldn't burn up. And he turned aside to see this miracle that he had never seen. And God called him to him, and he said, he pull off your shoes. Off your feet for your own holy ground. I believe children of God, we're on holy ground today. Because this is a place to worship God. It's a place where we can throw our hand up and worship God today. A lot of places today that don't want you to raise your hand and worship God. But I believe without a doubt, church, we're on a spiritual journey. I know without a doubt today, children of God, I'm on a spiritual journey. For 17 years. Glory to God. I'm in on that journey. And I'm telling you what, we're getting closer every day of going home. We're getting older every year. We're growing old, but I hope and pray we're growing strong on that journey with God today. I'm telling you what. You know, Moses went and done according to God's word, led his people out. My friend, I'm telling you what, we've got a job to do. Behind the secret death of God right here, preach that the gospel goes out. I'ma tell you what, the gospel needs to go out of the Lord Jesus Christ, what he did for me and you. You know, Brother Jerry, he was on a spiritual journey. From that little manger in Bethlehem till he went to Calvary, glory to God. He was on the spiritual journey for mankind. Why? Because the will of the the Father was, that he'd be the sacrifice, human lamb, sacrifice for me and you. Glory to God. You know, we need to be so thankful, hallelujah, today. We have Jesus to call on. Just like we was talking about in Bible school, that we don't have to go to the priest no more.
Yeah.
We don't have to offer up that sacrifice of animals no more.
Amen.
Because Jesus made the way that whosoever, glory to God, will call on the name of the Lord can be saved through him. And that's something, church, we need to be so thankful about. That's something we ought to be a shouting at the rooftop. That Jesus is Lord and Savior today. That he went on that journey for me and you. He was in a boat one time. The Bible said he was in the hidden part. He's asleep on the pillar. And the wind got bad. I believe it about to shake the boat in two. And the disciples came to him and said, Master, do you care that we perish? And he said, ye of little faith. He went out and he spoke to the wind. And the wind ceased. And they said, what kind of man is this? I'm going to tell you what, he's the Savior of the world who he is. I'm going to tell you what. We need to be a shout in the rooftop that he's Savior of the world. I'm telling you what today. What a spiritual journey we're on today in America today. This one's a serving that and that and wanting that. But we better be a looking towards heaven today. We better be a looking towards Christ today. I'm going to tell you what. There's a man named Paul one time. He was Saul. Before he came, Paul, and he thought he was doing right. He thought he was doing right. He had been teached the Mosaic law, and he thought he was doing right. He had warrants in his pockets, Brother Jerry, to take any man or woman and put them in jail that call on the name of the Lord. And he was on the road to Damascus. But Jesus spoke to him and said, Saul, Saul, why thou persecute me? And he said, who are you, Lord? And he said, I'm Jesus, who you're persecuting. And he said, what will it me? How me to do? He said, go to the city and I'll send a man there to deliver you. He didn't see you. He didn't eat for 3 days. Glory to God. He went and spoke to a man and woke him up, a disciple named Ananias. He said, go and lay hand on Brother Saul that he might see and be felt with the Holy Ghost of God. He delivered that man. He set that man on the journey, glory to God, on their spiritual journey to preach the third of the New Testament. For me and you, glory to God. Ananias didn't want to go. He's like me sometimes. He didn't want to go. Why he had heard so much about Brother Saul, he was afraid of him. He said, don't be afraid. Go lay hands on him because he's going to suffer a little for me, glory to God. So he went and he laid hands on Brother Saul. And he said, even Jesus, by the way, had sent me that I might lay hand on thee and you might receive your side and be filled with the Holy Ghost. Next thing you know, he was preaching the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm going to tell you what, Jesus went to Calvary. In 3 days, glory to God, he arose victory over hell and the grave for me and you. We're seeing about 5,000 and went back about 40 something odd days, been at intercession in heaven at the right hand of God the Father ever since for me and you. Then he told the disciples when he was going up, he said, I've seen a comfort. And when you get the comfort, he said, go out. Stay at Jerusalem till you get the comfort. And when you get filled with the Holy Ghost, he said, go out and preach at the high hedges and highway that I am the true Son of God. That I am the only way, the way for salvation. And the day of Pentecostal, the Holy Ghost fell and men spoke with new tongues.
There
was still some there named sayers that didn't believe that they said it was that new wine they got a hold of. But Peter stood up and said, no, it was prophesied years ago about of Job, glory to God, that the spirit would fall and it would be of God. He said it just a half hour of the day. He said this we feel is the true spirit of God. I'm going to tell you what, children, today, if we ever need the Spirit of God today, it's more than ever. I can't help it, glory to God. Every time I preach here and look out there and see my grandma in my grandpa's grave, Brother Jerry, I remember when I was a little boy, I was very young, about 6 years old, and she had leukemia, glory to God. And I've seen her hurt. I've seen her pray to die because she knows that the flesh wasn't the end. Because she knows, Brother Joey, she had a heavenly Father that was on the other side, was waiting to take her pain away from her. Because she had the faith of that spiritually journey she was going on.
Yeah.
Oh, I couldn't see that then, Brother Jerry. I was too young. But after I got saved, the Lord got dealing with my heart and got showing me that woman had a desire to go home one day after a while. She didn't want to leave her family and friends. But she knows she had a home on high. She knows she had a home where she wouldn't be in pain no more, glory to God. She was faithful. And that's what it's going to take, church, to get home, is being faithful through God. Being faithful through the Lord Jesus Christ. Knowing Him as Lord and Savior. Having a walking and a talking relationship. Having a feeling relationship. Some people say you better watch that feeling. I go to church Alpine with a man. He said, I didn't feel the power of God. I'd be on the altar every Sunday night. Whoa, and every Sunday. Because he said, I don't, because I feel something down inside of me. I'm telling you all, we need to feel the true power of God, Brother Jerry. Whoa, that's living down inside of you. If you're a born again Christian, you've got the Holy Ghost of God living down inside of you, helping you with your daily chores out there. That's something to be thankful for. The day that we have God to help us. We have the Spirit of His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, that's living down in our heart and life. And guiding us and helping us through our daily life. Go with me to John chapter 4 and verse 1.
Bless Him, Lord. Bless Jesus.
When therefore the Lord knew how the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John, so Jesus Himself baptized not, but His disciples. He left Judea and departed again into Galilee, and He must need go through Samaria. Then cometh He to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Judah therefore, being worried with his journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the sixth hour. Now cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Judah said unto her, give me to drink. For a disciple was gone away into the city to buy meat. Then said the woman of Samaria unto him, How it that there being a Jew asked to drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealing with the Samaritans. Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knowest the gift of God, and who it is that said to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked him, and he would have given thee living water. The woman said unto him, sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then has this living water? Are there greater than her father Jacob, which gave us the well, and drank therefore himself, and his children, and his cattle? Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drank of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drank of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. The woman said unto him, sir, give me this water that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. Jesus said unto her, go call the husband and come hither. The woman answered and said, I have no husband. Jesus said unto her, thou hast well said, I have no husband. For thou hast had five husbands, and he whom thou now hast is not the husband, and that saidest thou truly. The woman said unto him, sir, I perceive that there are prophets. Jesus was worried. On his journey, he was hard, and it was about, the sixth hour, it was about 12 o'clock noon, and he come to Jacob's well, and he sat down, I believe I'll dry this chair out too. That's pretty good. Now Jesus was worried on his journey at 12 noon, and he sat down by the well.
Yeah.
Here this little woman comes from Samaria. She come there with her water pot to fill her water up, and he said, give me some water to drink.
Yeah.
She looked at him, and she didn't know what to think because the Jews had no dealing with the Samaritan.
Yeah. Yeah.
She was despised that he even spoke to her, glory to God. But he said, give me the drink.
Yeah.
She said, here you are, a Jew asking me, just a little Samaritan woman, for a drink of water. He said, if you know the gift of God and who it is that asks you, I would have give you living water.
Yeah.
Oh, she said, living water. She said, are you greater than Jacob who give us this well? And him and his children and cattle drank out of it. Glory to God. He said, if you drink of this water again, lady, he said, you'll thirst.
Yeah.
But the water I shall give you shall be springing up to everlasting life. Woo! She said, give me this water that I shall drink not again. And I, see, she's thinking earthly, glory to God. She's thinking about that water down in the well. He was talking about that water. Oh, of salvation that he had in his power to touch her and save her soul from the devil's hell. Oh, Brother Jerry, that's what he was talking of. And she said, sir, I think that you might be a prophet, glory to God. I'm telling you what, children, today he'll save your soul. He'll make a new creature out of you. He'll help you. He come or he didn't come just because he's tired. He come to save this little woman's soul. He come now to show her they was something better, glory to God, in what she had. He come to show her that he had salvation by and through him, that God had gave him. I'm going to tell you what, he gave him all power to help us. There he was to help his little woman. In verse 20, her father worshipped in the mountains, and ye say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. Jesus said unto her, woman, believe me, the hour is cometh, when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. Ye worship, ye know not what we know, what we worship, for salvation is the Jews. But the hour is cometh, and now is when the true worship shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeks us to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth.
Amen.
The woman said unto him, I know the Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When he is come, he will tell us all things. Jesus said unto her, I that speak unto thee am he.
Amen.
Jesus said, I am him. I'm the one you've been looking for. I'm the one, glory to God, that you've been told was coming.
Amen.
He said, I am the one that's going to Calvary.
Yes.
I am the one going to raise victory, glory to God, over hell and the grave and go back at the right hand of the Father, make intercessions for man through the Holy Spirit of God. I'm going to tell you what, I think she got woke up. I think she seen there was something about this man. It wasn't that he was just an ordinary little Jew man, that he was the Savior of the world, glory to God. And she seen that was something about this man was different than any man she ever seen. In verse 27, and upon this come his disciples. And marvel that he talked with a woman. Yet no man said what seeketh her, or why talketh her with her. The woman then left her water pot, and went away into the city, and said to the men, Come and see a man which told me all the thing that I ever did. Yeah. Is not this the Christ? Amen. Then they went out of the city and came unto him. In the meanwhile, his disciple prayed him, saying, Master, eat. But he said unto them, I have meat to eat that ye know not of. Amen. Therefore said the disciple one to another, Had any man brought him aught to eat? Jesus said unto them, My meat is to do the will of him that sent me, and to finish his work. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh the harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the field, for they are white already to harvest. Amen. And he that reapeth receiveth wages, and gathers fruit unto life eternal, that both he that soweth and he that reapeth might rejoice together.
Amen.
The woman there pulled her water pots down, Brother Jerry, because it wasn't important no more. That water, I say, was a very important thing she had to do that day. Glory to God. But it wasn't important no more because she had met the man.
Amen.
That water wasn't important no more. Glory to God. Them sins would be under the blood. Glory to God. It wasn't important no more. She went and told him, Come and see this man that told me all things. It's not this the Christ.
Amen.
Then his disciples came back with food to eat. And he said, I got food to eat that you know nothing about.
Amen.
And they looked around and they said, Well, has any man brought any food for the Lord to eat? He wasn't talking about that. He was talking about spiritually food.
Yeah.
He was talking about lost souls out there that needed salvation. I'm going to tell you, church of the day, they're lost out there today. And they're wanting some spiritually food.
Yeah.
They're wanting to be fed by the table of God. And I'm going to tell you what, the table of God is spread today.
Amen.
Oh, it's spread for the taking.
Amen.
Oh, it's fire spiritually for the Holy Ghost of God.
Mm-hmm.
Woo! To save that lost soul today. I'm going to tell you what, we're on the journey. Oh, we're on the spiritually journey today.
Yes.
From the day we got saved till we get in the porters of glory.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to tell you what, if you don't know him today, if you never accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior today, Brother Jerry, the table is spread.
Right.
The Holy Ghost table is spread for salvation today. It was spread for that little woman at the well. All she had to do was accept Jesus today.
Right.
I'm telling you what, if you're being drawn by the Holy Ghost of God today, if God's speaking to your heart today, I wouldn't go out that door locked and undone, honey. I'd hit the altar wide open and I'd eat from the master's table today.
Amen.
Oh, the table is spread, children.
Amen. Yeah.
All we have to do is feast. Feast on the Holy Ghost of God.
Amen.
I'm telling you what, it's ready.
Amen.
It's ready for us today. If you're here today and you're not saved, you're here today and you're saved and you're just not where you need to be, you can feast
bless
on that
Lord.
Table.
Amen.
Brother Jerry, it's sir. That living water, sir.
Amen.
Whoo, it's sir. I'm telling you what, the Lord's about done with me. That's what he gave me today, and I thank you for having me back. I love this little church. And I thank the Lord for giving me the opportunity to come back, Brother Jerry. Thank you for having me today. And if you hear and you have a need from God, please don't turn him away. Don't turn God away if he's speaking to you today. Because, my friend, I'm going to tell you, he's true. That a lot of things might they not be true in this world. But I'm going to tell you, the Word of God is true and his spirit is true today. If he's bidding you to come, please come and accept him as Lord and Savior in your heart and life.
Amen.
If you strolled away today, I don't know what I'm saying that, but God does.
Yeah.
He'll meet you. He'll make you new today.
Amen.
But we've got to be that willing vessel, just like that little woman.
Yeah.
She said, tell me about this water.
Yeah.
And he said, it's everlasting. Everlasting. Brother Eric, somebody come and give us a song today. If you have a need today, God will meet you right here.
Amen.
He'll meet you. as we sing.
Amen. 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 You know, the word's been preached today, and we have the goldenest opportunity that man has ever known. We still have a chance to accept the Lord and the free pardon of sin. It's good today. If you have a need to come, come.
I've been on my way to heaven.
That little woman said, come and meet a man.
Time.
Told me everything that I did.